Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street.
Wait for it.
Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. Now for something a little near and dear, small businesses, like the young attorney who hangs up a shingle rather than becoming part of a huge firm, or the local restaurant owner, small manufacturer. We have so many entrepreneurs in this state.
But unfortunately, for the past 25 years or so, the only business group that seems to have some clout in Madison is the mega lobbying firm Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC. They're not merely a bunch of corporate lobbyists. They're one of the main movers and shakers in our state politics. They have sunk millions and millions and millions of dollars into these so-called issue ads during elections to boost politicians who would help them with what they like to call taxes and regulations, what I call a shameless effort to force the rest of us to make up the difference when they don't pay their fair share. And regulations are protections for employees, for consumers, for the environment. Sean Fetteplace with Main Street Alliance is helping Wisconsin's hometown business leaders understand that what's good for WMC's billionaires is often not what's best for someone with just a handful of employees trying to compete, Kirk, in the corporate shark tank.
Yeah, so Sean, I mean, I've been back to Wisconsin now since 2013. I grew up here. I didn't know anything about Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce before I started, like, you know, getting more involved in politics. All I knew was that, like, we had a bunch of chambers of commerce in Wisconsin, and, you know, and they're supposed to help small businesses. And I had a brew pub in Minocqua. and so I didn't know that. I mean, I'm not even sure, and you have to correct me, but I thought, like, the Chamber of Commerce's feed into this big lobbying group in Madison, and that, like, is this true that, like, small businesses, we're paying our Chamber of Commerce's dollars and they're actually feeding Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce? If that's the first question, the second question is, what is your organization doing that's different and that's actually helping small businesses in Wisconsin?
Well, thanks, Kirk, and thanks, Sarah and Pat, for having me on. And enjoy your beer up at Minocqua Brewing Company. I buy it all the time here locally, and just want to say thanks for the work that you're doing to bring attention to these issues as a small business owner. WMC, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association, is not a business lobby. They are a partisan political lobby that pretends to be advocating for business. You can make an argument that they do advocate for certain businesses, which is very large polluting manufacturers. That's who they really focus on. As an example, La Crosse, PFAS dumped in the water, French Island. WMC is an example of an organization that doesn't believe that that should be regulated. And, people had to drink literal, bottled water to be able to not be contaminated by that. It's really a race to the bottom kind of organization that believes it's a bad thing when people's wages go up. They've been complaining a lot about that recently, that believes that there should be no regulation, that there should be no taxes. And they've been, frankly, getting special treatment for a very long time. If you look at the tax code in Wisconsin, manufacturers get overwhelming preferential treatment under the tax code. You really have two major organizations in the state that are really destructive on policy. WMC is one of them, and the Bradley Foundation is the other. And for, we came in as an organization in August of 2020. We have over 400 member businesses across the state now, and we're really working to provide an alternative for folks. So if you care about your employees having healthcare, being able to take paid time off, be able to have childcare for their kids, if you care about whether or not, we're fighting against monopolies. And if you want to make sure that, small businesses aren't paying a higher percentage in taxes than the very wealthy and large corporations, then we're the kind of organization that you need to get involved in. So we're working to both advocate for the policies that we support, but also provide a clear alternative to groups like WMC.
Sean, there are several examples, but I'll pick on healthcare, something that's been talked about since long before the Affordable Care Act came in. when a lot of us knew, you know, what the small business position by and large was. And it was in favor of reforming healthcare, even as, you know, billionaires and huge corporations fought against it because they got all kinds of tax breaks and things. And the reason is very simple. If you reform healthcare, that's less that small business owners have to pay, and it levels the playing field. Rather than, I mean, when you don't do that, then like you said, it's a race to the bottom. Every small business owner has to try to compete with everybody else. Whereas if you have that level playing field at the policy level, whether it's the legislature or Congress, that helps all small entrepreneurs. Do you feel like that concept is either gaining traction or is it still very much an uphill fight to help our politicians understand the small business priority in some of these policy fights?
Yeah, I would say that first off, if you ask any small business owner, healthcare is always going to be the number one or two issue they're going to mention because it does cost a lot of money. They want a healthy workforce. Our members are people who deeply care about their staff and want them to be healthy and happy and be able to, take care of themselves. And we haven't taken MagicCare expansion in our state, even though it would insure 95,000 more people and it would bring in $1.6 billion, which we could spend on a whole lot of things. We could spend on roads, bridges, schools, basic services. Heck, if the Republicans wanted to use it for a giant tax cut, they could do that if they wanted to. But they have refused to take the money because Scott Walker ran for president for 5 minutes, flamed out in Iowa, and Speaker Voss, ever since, has held the line on this issue purely out of spite and power politics, not because it's actually right for our state. So there's a lot of small business owners all across our state that care deeply about this issue, that are trying very hard to provide group coverage. But if you have 10, 15, 20, 30 employees, it's just not viable to do a group plan for most employers. And so what's the alternative? The alternative is having an exchange, having the marketplace in a way that works, but specifically having a public option that can really work for folks. And so we are thrilled to work with Representative Shelton, who represents the Green Bay area, to introduce a public option bill this last week. And we're gonna fight for it all across the state, in small town halls, in coffee clutches, whatever it takes, with members of the legislature to make the case that taking the MagicCare expansion and doing a public option with it is literally one of the most pro small business policies you could possibly do. The politics around this have been challenging for a long time, and we're going to work really hard to alter those politics.
So Sean, I mean, I don't know if I was one of your early members, but you called me up a year or two ago, and I think I said, of course, I want to be a member of your organization. And healthcare, I mean, for restaurants, it's obvious. Like, we got a problem because we don't make, our margins are terrible. Our wages, we can't afford to pay our workers very much. And it's in affording a healthcare policy for a brew pub like the one I owned, and for most other restaurant owners throughout the state, it's unimaginable. The expense is unimaginable. I looked into it with my accountant and with like the benefits people that were in the Monaco area. And it was like, it was crazy. There's no way I could afford it and run a successful business. So the question I have is, what percentage of the businesses in Wisconsin are more like the business I had versus the corporations that are represented by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce? I'm sure you have that statistic.
Yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of small businesses all across the state, and there's very few comparatively large manufacturers. I could get you the exact numbers, but it's there's power in numbers. And I think, frankly, for a long time, there's been a lot of business organizations, not just WMC, but other groups as well, who haven't done right by their members. An example of this is that during the spring, there was an attempt to try to take away power from the governor to administer the American Rescue Plan funds. And as part of that, they had two separate bills. One was cutting small business grants from $600 million to $200 million. And then they had another bill that would redistribute that money to pay for property tax relief for the very wealthy. So they were literally stealing money from small business owners with grants that they badly needed during the pandemic to finance, you know, tax cuts for people like the Uhlines and the Hendricks and the billionaires in our state. And so it just goes to show the mindset that a lot of folks have. And so, you know, thankfully, you know, there's been a lot of momentum in our work the past year and a half. There's a lot of folks who want to be involved. There just hasn't been a place for them to go previously that was, you know, a permanent organization. So, you know, I would say if you're a small business owner out there, if you're listening to this, go to mainstreetalliance.org, sign up to become a member. We have lots of upcoming events all across the state, and we're going to really work to build that movement of the hundreds of thousands of small business owners across our state to be able to make the case that, you know, what's best for Main Street isn't race to the bottom, you know, trickle down economics, but rather robust public investments that help to make everybody on a more level playing field.
So Sean, let me ask you this. And as context, as a candidate for state assembly, the WMC spent a small fortune basically assassinating my character. I, along with a handful of other candidates that were very much pro small business and a threat to what they stand for. And they were quite ugly and they spent quite a bit of money. Main Street Alliance is on the right side of history. I have to imagine that most of our listeners are on the right side of history on this, that we have the majority of the support. How do we reach voters? How do we overcome the power of those mailers, of those deceptive ads? When it comes time for election time, it seems here in Wisconsin, we don't want to believe that, you know, the faith leader who is politicking is lying to us, or we don't want to believe that our friend maybe is not being honest or is not as informed as we might think. But how do we reach these voters, given that you are on the right side of history here?
Yeah, be on the right side of history doesn't count for much unless you actually talk to people. And I appreciate you saying that, but yeah, I'm a big believer there's no such thing as moral victories. And for us, we have coming up, we actually just had an event with the WDC Chief Operating Officer and with State Representative Francesca Hong, talking about state government, how people can navigate it and make sure people had good information about that. We had over 100 people sign up for that event. We have an event with Congressman Pocan coming up this next month. And then in March and April, we're holding 8 what are called Main Street Academies all across the state. And those are going to be opportunities for small business owners to come together with our local leadership to learn how they can effectively advocate and mobilize folks within their small business networks in their own communities. And so the best way we can overcome, you know, the billions and, you know, millions of dollars that WMC spends on false attack ads is to really build up that people power and really help to mobilize and have a organized effort. So, you know, we've been focusing on having people informed on the state level, federal level, doing these advocacy trainings. And then in May, we're doing May Small Business Month, where we're actually bringing in people to DC who are leaders of ours to advocate with their members of Congress. And they're gonna be coming back home right after that to work with our hundreds of advocates all across the state, you know, hopefully 1,000 by the end of the year, to be able to talk with their elected officials back home, talk with the press, talk with the public, and really talk about what's best for Main Street. And so I think the way to really overcome, you know, that sort of money machine that they have is really to really create that people machine and that people power that we really need to be able to talk with our communities and be able to make change.
I mean, it really is about just nonstop hustle, which is what you have been doing since you signed on to this. There's never not been, you know, a string of Main Street Alliance activities planned. And I think where that gets us toward wrapping things up here, Sean, is just, again, changing that mindset of the entrepreneur who is already stretched 8 ways to Sunday, but does not want to have to think about politics, but, you know, in the right amount without having it consume your whole life. It feels like you're getting a message through that this is one more thing that you do have to care about.
You know, there's an example of a member of ours in Milwaukee, Bounce Milwaukee. Becky and Ryan own it. They're great people. During the pandemic, they gave severance to folks when they had to lay them off, when they were closed down. They worked really hard to encourage vaccination. but they took huge financial loss as a result of, they were on Southside Milwaukee, running a child's bounce house type of place. They didn't feel like it was responsible to operate that prior to the vaccine. And, you know, there was a couple different programs that they qualified for, one of which was a grant program that was done by the governor and by the Department of Administration. And they were awarded $200,000 for that grant. When they received that grant amount, they had a negative balance in their checking account. And they did that because it was the right thing. They wanted to protect the community. They wanted to be responsible business owners. And you know, they got help. They got help from, you know, the governor through the rescue plan that was done by the president. And that's an example of, you know, policy matters. Policy matters a whole hell of a lot for small businesses, especially in this time.
And it doesn't happen by itself. It takes that kind of action, that advocacy that folks really appreciate. So, Sean Fedeplace, thank you again from Main Street Alliance. It was great talking to you and look forward to doing it again soon.
Yep. If you want to get involved, go to mainstreetalliance.org. Thanks, Pat.
There you go. When we come back, Ukraine and Ron Johnson, his willingness to be duped into spreading Russian disinformation, helped lead us all into this very dark time in Europe. We will review the timeline after the break. You're up north. Even now, when I'm feeling lonely.